Anyway, yeah, I could share so much about the Chatline ministry. It's a ministry of faith. You know, Paul said we walk by faith, not by sight. And I never realized how that verse could be so meaningful until I get on the chat line now and somebody comes on named Edda or whatever it might be, and I'm chatting, you know, typing back and forth on the internet site out of Istanbul. The Holy Bible, actually, is the Turkish Kutsal Kitap organization, and she doesn't know me from Adam. I don't know her or him from Adam. I don't even know who Ada is. Is it a girl or a boy? I mean, half the names you hear, and maybe in Spanish it's the same way. Louder! Well, I get louder, yeah. I mean, you know, I hear this person, whoever name, Ada or Vida or whoever, and half the time you don't know. If it's Ahmed or Mehmet, you know it's a guy. You know, there's a few girl names, there's a few guys, there's a few names that work both ways. Just like in, I guess, English, too. Denise, and we've got lots of names like that. Jane, I don't know if Jane works that, but, you know, Billy sometimes is a girl. Anyway, so, you know, you're typing back and forth. You don't know who you're typing, you know how old they are. You don't know if they're a believer, if they're really a serious seeker, if they're just trying to attack me, and, you know, because what are you doing here? And that's what happens, bro. You know, why are you coming to our country and telling us about, you know, all your, you know, propaganda? We're good Muslims, and, you know, fare thee well. Get out of here. Anyway, so it's a ministry of walking by faith and not by sight. Eventually, you'll get to know one of them, you know, after you've got chat with them for an hour or whatever, a couple of times they'll get on the chat line, and you finally, you know, maybe, you know, find out if it's a man or a woman you're talking to, how old they might be, and maybe even get their email address. That's what I always try to do, so I can start getting, you know, sending them more in-depth things, because I send out daily emails to about 100 Turks right now. Turks, half of them who probably are maybe serious seekers, some of them believers, and half of them maybe not that interested, but they're willing to give me their email address. And just, you know, we have a saying in Turkish, damla damla gulur, which means drop by drop a lake is formed. And so we're just daily dropping drops of the gospel and Bible teaching, just quotes from scripture. Usually I'll have a New Testament quote at the bottom, the top, and the middle. I've been going through lots of books. I've gone through Genesis with them. I've gone through Exodus, gone through Psalms, Proverbs, and, you know, here and there, the story of Daniel, and just things I think that would catch their interest. You know, just a few verses each time, but always with something about the gospel at the top and the bottom. So that's what our ministry right now is, and we've got so many good stories we could tell you. But, you know, I guess God just put on my heart this morning not to do that, because if you want to know about more about that, we can send you our letters, and we can send you directly to your home our other letters that get mailed out in bulk to see us afterwards. We'd be glad to put you on our mailing list. I just want to say something else this morning. This is Psalm 118 and verse 23, because I just wrote actually our prayer letter on the basis of this letter, the quarterly letter that we mail out. Psalm 118 and verse 23, it hasn't been sent out yet. You guys that are on our mailing list will get it. It just says in Psalm 118, 23, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. And what I want to tell you about in the little time I've got this morning is, you know, how God works. It's just amazing. 1972, this is in another lifetime. It was another lifetime, wasn't it? We just had our 50th anniversary. That's why I guess I'm getting kind of sentimental, reminiscing a lot. In 1972, God called us to Colombia. And we thought it was going to be long range. We went down there with the idea of going long range. And our girls were just starting school. One of them, I think, was just in the kindergarten. And Debbie was maybe in first grade. But anyway, so we go down there. And we were just there for 3 years. And God did some marvelous things for those 3 years we were there. Went out with a dear group of people called the Plymouth Brethren. But after 3 years, it turned out that we discovered, somehow it came out that we weren't really good Plymouth Brethren, I guess. I don't know, or at least that their version of Plymouth Brethren, or whatever they believe, their doctrine is a little bit different about some of their views about women and head coverings and who can talk and who can keep their mouth shut, and, you know, maybe about all the timings of the end times and all that. You know, so, you know, a little secondary kind of things as far as we were concerned, but to them they were crucial. So, you know, just to get things fixed up, we came back, and to make a long story short, we're not with them anymore. But we love them. God bless them. They're doing a great work. Just like Billy said, a lot of people do a lot of good things. But I guess we're back to just being plain old Christians, you know. With, you know, anybody that loves Jesus, you know, we'd love to meet with you. You know, we don't have any great other little things we add to that. But at any rate, I thought, well, okay, that was great, Lord. What was that all about? You know, so I came back, and for 20 years, whatever, I was a salesman, lived up in New England, And just thought that, you know, and I was very active in our church. I was an elder, did a lot of preaching, and my wife, too, very active with the women and, you know, raising our girls in the fear of the Lord. And but, you know, in retrospect, I realized what that was all about. God was preparing two little girls named Debbie, who's now Kincaid, and Karen, who's Castillo down there in Puebla, be coming up tomorrow night, I think, and preparing them and learning Spanish, almost like their first language, and learning about missions and getting a heart for this kind of work. And then, you know, when we came back, we were kind of here between, you know, didn't know what we were going to do for a couple of years, and so we're living with Dale and Nelda in Houston. And, you know, getting that pollination there from them. And, you know, some of my brother Dale's interesting views and heart for the Lord and for Spanish work, Mexican and stuff like that. And Joey and, you know, all that stuff was, they were the best friends with Joey and who's Joey over in Poland now. Debbie and Karen grew up spending 2 years there with them. And so all that God was working. It is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. And then, I don't know the exact year, but Debbie was born in 65, so somewhere around 85, 86. We're, you know, of course we know about you guys by then. What time did y'all, what year did y'all start here? I forget.
77.
Okay. Well, we were here when this was all starting, and, you know, it's not kind of Plymouth Brethren issue. That was kind of my background at that time. Although, that's good. We're going to have elders, and we're going to do the Lord's Supper every week, and I like all that stuff, and we're not going to put any denominational name out there. And so, yeah, I was all excited about that. So anyway, and Dale, of course, became involved. Dale and Nell became involved with you guys. And so we're, you know, getting your letters, and we're hearing about, you know, your missionary. You're sending out Billy Kincaid, Lindell's son. And so we're praying for Billy and Cindy. And then all of a sudden, the Lord takes Cindy home and said, start praying for a wife. Billy's going to stay down there. He's going to keep those three little kids down there and try to raise himself. So pray for a wife. So I was praying for a wife. The Lord, that was this a you or a what? And we can go a lot of directions with that. We won't go too far that way. But the point being, it is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. We flew down here the next summer, 6 months after the Lord took Cindy home. And they were getting ready to have their mission conference. We, I guess, didn't know the timing. We didn't time it. We were here for the mission conference. We left the day before the mission conference. And I knew that there was lots of talk going on about the possibility of Billy and Debbie. And I'm thinking, wait now, this guy's a little bit older than her. And, you know, I don't know. And, Lord, he does need a wife, but I'm not sure about this. And so I just said, if we go that we're here, you know, this is probably just, but we other guys, your eyes are going to get big. Said, Deb, look, I said, you know, marriage is a pretty serious thing, so you know, just don't rush into it. That's all I said. So we flew out on Saturday. Flew back because I had to get back to my salesman job. So Tuesday night, 44 nights later, we get a call. Guess what, Dad? I said, yeah, don't tell me. You're engaged. Yeah, we're engaged. Okay, you took your time. Wonderful. But Debbie, don't rush into it, please. Give it a little time. You know, this is important. I know he needs a wife. She needs something, a mother, but just give it a little bit of time. Give it a few months. Well, Thursday night, 2 nights later, we get to go. Can you fly back down this weekend? We're getting married on Sunday. This is the Lord's doing. They just had their 25th, 26th anniversary, actually, yesterday. So it's just amazing how the Lord works. And just real quick, I'll throw in about John. It's too bad he's not here, but he might be able to get to hear this on tape. You've probably, some of you heard this before. Then we go, and then God calls us in midlife. We had a midlife crisis. God calls us to Turkey. 91, we go to our mission, Chris Starr's, they call it Candid School, which is like boot camp. It's like purgatory. And they figure if you can survive that for a month, then maybe they'll send you overseas and, you know, you'll let you use the Chris Starr name and tell people that you're one of their missionaries, you know, in their agency. And it was rough. My wife hit menopause right at that time. But she didn't know what was going on in her body. I didn't know what was going on in our marriage. I thought it was all going down the tubes. I'd quit my great salesman job to do this because you had to do it for a whole month, and my boss wouldn't go give me a month off. So I had, you know, just panic attack. And we were on our knees already. And then we get the call from Debbie, pray for Karen. Karen is dating a guy named John Castillo. He's not a believer, and they're getting pretty serious. Oh, God, God, God. I mean, it wasn't funny then. You might laugh. I don't know. John Castillo is just a name to me, you know. No, I'm serious. I was praying. I don't know how you pray for your kids. I said, God, if you have to take care of them, take her home. Don't let her sleep. I don't know how you can laugh at that. That was dead for my heart. You ever get in that situation? You might pray that way too. God, don't let my child disgrace your name. If you have to take that man out of here, Lord, take him out. I never thought to pray that. Could you save him? God had a plan. I called my brother Dale finally in desperation. I said, Dale, would you go for him? Try to meet this guy, John? And he did. And he talked to him. And John came here and got saved. Now he's down there in Puebla. This is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous.
Amen.